You're listening to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast where RVA students and teachers talk about the poems that we love. After examining some of our favorite poems with both mind and heart, we hope you'll love them too. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of RVA Loves Poetry. Here today is Joy
and Lydia.
We are going to be reading the poem Acceptance by Christina Marie True. Acceptance by Christina Marie True. Remember in the old days when people always fit in? It didn't matter if you were thick or even if you were thin. There were no preps nor jocks, no judgment or hate. We have really changed. We need a clean slate. We need to treat people like you expect from them, no matter how they look. Each person is a gem. Treat them with kindness. Treat them with care. Don't judge them on what they do or even on what they wear. Everyone deserves a chance to be accepted by their peers. We should make them smile, not frown, and not to be the reason for tears. So remember, the next time you judge, they have feelings too. Be careful what you say, and be careful what you do.
This poem is so beautifully written. It's so relatable to everyone. We've all experienced judgment from other people, and we've all been the people judging. I love how it points out how amazing everyone is and how we all deserve kindness and compassion. We never know what someone's going through, and we should try to help them get through it, not make it worse. Being judgmental can never improve someone's day, only make it worse. We are all made uniquely, and we would be limiting people if we expected them to be all like us. The world would be so boring if everyone was the same. Without everyone's different gifts and quirks, life would be so boring, and we would have none of the fun variety in life that we see every day.
Yeah, I agree with you, Lydia. This is such an amazing poem, and has such a great message. I think that people have become a lot more judgmental, and this poem is basically calling them out and saying that it's not okay. We need to treat people with respect, because we all know how we would feel if we weren't treated very kindly. Someone could be having an awful day, but because you said one kind thing to them, they might be a lot happier and show joy and kindness to others around them. Everyone is so unique and different in their own way, and just because that's not how you do things, or you think they do it weirdly or differently, that does not mean that you should make fun of them for it.
My favorite line of this poem is, "We should make them smile, not frown." We never know what's happening in someone's life. They might be struggling with something we don't see, and our simple words might have a much larger effect on the people around us than we expect. When we compliment someone rather than judging them, we can change their mood and day completely. This can cause a domino effect, so they compliment other people, changing their mood too. Judging people can make their day worse and make them feel less self-confident. No matter how someone's day is going, simply complimenting them can make them feel so much better. We wouldn't want people judging our every action, so why do we judge other people's actions? We need to have more grace for people's mistakes and still accept them, no matter what. We should be the reason for someone's good day, not for making their day worse. So next time you have the chance, choose to build someone up, not tear them down.
So remember the next time you judge, they have feelings too. This is my favorite line in the poem. I think it's so easy to judge and forget how much the person may ponder on what was said to them. Whether it's a joke or not, people might think about it for so long until they think it's true. Words mean a lot to people. If you compliment someone, or at least I know that when someone compliments me, it makes me feel special. And what this said keeps repeating in my head like a sweet reminder. Same thing if you say something rude and disrespectful. I know that when someone says something awful and unkind to me, I think about it for a really long time, and it just keeps on going and going in my head. Words are so hurtful, and they can either build each other up or bring us down. And most of the time, it brings each other down. It's so easy to be quick and judge someone without thinking about it first and how it may affect them. Sometimes we don't even know the full story, yet we are so quick to say something about the situation. Or we don't know the other person's side of the story and we don't let them explain what happened.
I think this poem can speak to so many people all over the world. Everyone has felt the way it describes. It's calling every single person out, telling us to stop judging. We just need to start thinking before we speak about how what we say affects the people around us and if we would want someone to say that to us. All it takes to be a decent person is a little bit of effort. Surely, we can all manage that.
Overall, I think this is such a beautiful poem. It is so relatable, not just to me, but to everyone. I hope you guys love this poem because I know I did. Now, without further ado, Lydia, can you read the poem for us one more time?
Sure.
Acceptance by Christina Marie True. Remember in the old days when people always fit in? It didn't matter if you were thick or if you were even thin. There were no preps nor jocks, no judgment or hate. We really have changed. We need a clean slate. We need to treat people like you expect from them. No matter how they look, each person is a gem. Treat them with kindness. Treat them with care. Don't judge them on what they do or on what they wear. Everybody deserves a chance to be accepted by their peers. We should make them smile, not frown, and not be the reason for tears. So remember, next time you judge, they have feelings too. Be careful what you say, and be careful what you do.